It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
Yeah. This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being taught by a racist.
Yeah.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. If you wish to call, number 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pippi Illix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joel will be here in an hour.
Yeah, about. Yep.
Yeah. So I'll have to think of something awful to be in the middle of talking about when he walks in.
We don't even have to think about it. It happens naturally.
Awful. Yeah, it's true.
Well, think about it. I mean, we're talking about things, awful things all the time.
It's not true.
Pretty much?
No. No.
Enough of the time when he walks in, or you can find a good segue to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe inspires awful. That's what I'm going to say. So, big Ron Jeremy show tonight. No. Okay.
Well, if Ron Jeremy is involved.
As he's been. Yeah. So, about an hour or 2 hours before the show, I was talking to Ron Jeremy's manager, and unfortunately, Ron had a traveling conflict.
Oh.
Yes. So, Ron will not be on the show this week.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, because we said he would.
Yeah, and so...
And he's not. Yeah. But he'll be here on the 20th.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ron will be here on the 20th. Could have had him next week, but I got Kevin Israel coming in.
Right, and so, you know what? We're not that kind of friend.
Right, well...
Oh, we got somebody else, so forget about you.
Well, it's not only that, but Kevin and I have had maybe call it dating, seeing, talking to the same woman.
Oh, you know, that started out badly for you.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin and I have been dating.
No, the same woman.
Yes.
Well, we're trying to.
Right.
So Kevin and I have both had interactions with Jane.
Yes.
So Kevin had his own interactions with Jane. I've had my own interactions with Jane.
It could have been awkward.
So I tried a little crossover.
Yes.
Because Kevin posted his, so I kind of took Kevin's lead and interjected some of Kevin's hijinks into my own hijinks.
Awesome.
So Kevin will be here next week to do that. And Kevin's
really interested in seeing how this works out.
Yes, Kevin's always a good guest. And Jane, the story of Jane has raised its game.
Awesome.
It was kind of like, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, I check in every so often, kick the tires with Jane. But Jane's back, baby. And I feel like a nice heir to Belinda has been created.
I am very happy with Jane so far. And what a douche this fake Davin is.
This fake Davin is certainly a douche, which makes it very hard to believe we're going almost on a year.
He's a douche. He's a big old douche.
Completely a douche.
Yes.
Not sympathetic. Not wooing like fake Davin did with Belinda.
Right. Or showing your sensitive side at all. There is no sensitive side to this one.
And this one, Belinda put the hard press on for gifts and cash right away, but backed off.
Yeah.
Jane still has, a year later, still has her eye on that prize.
Good girl. You scam good.
Or does she?
No, because so, she's not getting anything.
So we will do that
yeah.
next week. And then the week after that is our April Fool's show.
Which is always awesome, because what a variety of talents we have out there in the world to pick from.
And Pip promises she'll know the fucking topics this week. This is the next year. For the next.
I will be prepped
Time. Pip promises she will know what the fuck we're doing.
My friend Carol actually said to me, she listened to the last one and said, what's wrong with her tonight?
Well, she listened to the old one? Compare it?
The last time we did it, she was listening to me foul up every category. Yeah. She's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it really helped me come from behind and take it once again.
I know. Hey.
I've never lost.
You come from behind and take it? Yeah.
Well, Ron will be here in 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
So, we had to, so we kind of put together a different show.
Yes.
For you. Tonight. Well, I mean, we haven't done a show in 2 weeks, so there's a lot to catch up on, a lot of interesting things. But besides that, there is we have School of Fools. We have a teacher with a racist podcast.
Wait a minute.
A white supremacist podcast.
I am not a teacher.
No. We're going to tell you some of the biggest scams to look out for. There's new scams that you should look out for. And if there's time, turbulent air / fart stories. with a plane that had to land because a man was farting too much.
I have to hear
if
this.
Well, we don't know if we're going to get to that. And this is an Ann Jackson week, so we'll do Ann Jackson this week.
Yeah.
So, I got a lot to talk about, but we'll start with you. What's up?
Oh, well, you know, I have no life, as you well know.
Yet we give you a forum.
Yeah, I know. To my no life life. But
I try to make it interesting.
I went to an industry breakfast this morning, and
wow, you titillate!
I know, isn't that exciting?
What a lovely opening sentence.
I know it was a snooze. It's free scrambled eggs for Pip, so I am okay with this. All the coffee I can slurp during this
you
presentation.
You could have fucking faked being at a Holiday Inn Express. You could have done that. You could have just walked in. They're not going to check your card.
No, I know, but it's a nice place. They put out a nice spread. I can live through the presentation. It's the same thing every year.
So if you want Pimp to show up and be bored, serve food.
Put out some scrambled eggs and throw me a sausage. Whoa, hey. Oh, I know.
It was almost like you planned to do that.
I know. He's here in 2 weeks. Yeah. Because it is a very incestuous industry that I'm in.
Yes.
I run into people that I know and people that I've worked with, and most of it's good. But I'm out. They had a weird coffee set up in the hallway. Of course, I'm there, and I'm by myself. And all of a sudden, I hear, is that Pip Helix? And not that exactly, but that's how it...
I was going to say.
Whoa. And I turn, and there is my work-life nemesis, one of the evil overlords.
From the past.
Yes, that I had gotten away from. Mm. And she is all excited to see me, and I'm like, what kind of crack are you smoking that you think I'd be happy to see you? But we did the fake hello, because...
Did you do an air kiss?
And yeah.
A little cheek air kiss?
Yeah. Huh. And I hate myself for not being able to tell her what I really think.
Well, look on the bright side. You hate yourself. For the first time ever, you're with the majority. Because a lot of us are not fond of you. So there's that. Let's look on the bright side.
That's a great spin.
It is a great
because
spin.
Because usually it's just me hating myself really
no,
badly.
No, but that's what you misunderstand.
I know. It's
there's
everybody.
Always masses of people hating you.
I know.
So for you to get to you hating yourself, you're not alone.
I'm finally enlightened.
I don't know if you're enlightened. You're just more of a team player. So, good.
I know that this bitch hated me. And she's being all like, how you doing?
Well, that's what you do. What are you gonna, it's either that or the ignore. Like you,
right.
Which is much harder.
There were only two people in the hallway, she and I.
Yeah, so it's a showdown.
Couldn't have been ignored.
You can't scramble like a fucking roach when the lights go on.
No, but, it would be like work politics suicide to not acknowledge her and play nice.
Why? Because she still has a pull at the new place?
Well, you know, she does, and because it's such a small, incestuous industry, people change chairs a lot.
Right.
I could end up working with this bitch again at some point.
Yeah, so this is smart. Yeah,
yeah it was what I had to do, but it's still, oh, God, the things I wanted to say.
Yeah, but you don't have the stones for that.
Well, you know what?
You'll say it here.
I'll say it here.
You don't tell me what you think.
Yeah, I do.
Eh, you're much nicer.
Well, you know what? I don't go for the kill. That is one of the things.
Sometimes you do.
Every once in a while. Yeah. But I would if I didn't work in this industry anymore and there was just no chance that we'd ever work together. Yeah. Oh, I would have gone for the kill.
You'll light the place on fire if you're not going to be in the business anymore.
Yeah.
Of
course. Strike
it's
the match,
dream.
Throw
dream.
It over my shoulder and walk away not looking back.
Like a hair metal video. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flames.
Yeah, I would gyrate on the top of some car. You know, I well, why not?
You know what? I'd like a front row seat for that.
those hood ornaments, you know.
You know what? I want to see the gyration. I want to see you climb onto the car first.
They're slippery.
Well, it won't be waxed. We'll give you a fighting chance.
Thank you.
I want to see you. I want to see what car you would gyrate on. I want to see
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
No, I'm kidding. That's not the kind of car that's in those videos.
I want to see how much room you would need. I'd like to see you climb on, and then I'd like to see the gyration, and I'd like to know if this is with music or not music. So please, when it's gyrating time, give me a call.
All right, it would have to be with music because who does this without a score?
I don't know when you're burning bridges.
Yeah, I know. Right. True. Hum yourself.
What would the music be?
I don't really know.
Can't be Wynwood.
No.
Has to be something rocking.
No, because he tries to be like pretty positive, so it would have to be
no wonder I don't like him.
That's why you don't. Because he's positive.
Ugh.
I know. Well, he wasn't always.
I like positive music. I actually do. I like music about sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yes.
I don't like Debbie Downers, but I just don't like his music. But I respect that he's trying to be positive. That's nice.
Yeah. No, it is good.
You know, you have Wynwood and songs about Jesus. That's where you go for your positive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Wynwood is the Jesus of Light FM.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
Wynwood is Light FM.
No.
Yeah, he's not rock.
Yeah, well, he did.
I've seen rock. I'm going to talk about rock. He's not.
Yes.
He's not rock.
Not the rock that you like.
No, he's not rock. Well, he's rock like Air Supply's rock. It's not rock. It's Light FM. It's fine.
Oh, man.
It's fine. It's not rock. You don't get to win and go, rock.
But it's more musical than the stuff that you like. Your stuff is
very rock.
Four on the floor, blanging the same chords. Yeah.
It's not rock, though.
It's like, I saw her ass. Yeah, she's great. I could bang her all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's a positive message.
It's a positive message.
It is.
For you, but it's not all there is.
For her, too. She's getting banged in the ass. Everybody's going home happy.
In the ass.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
You said I could bang her in the ass all night long. That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
You most certainly
did. Roll the tape back.
I would if I had that technology.
I did not.
And then by tomorrow, I won't have the interest.
Right. I know. But anyway, where were we? So I did not.
I believe you were on the hood of a car gyrating.
Oh yeah, that's why did I get up there? I really did want a blaster, but I could.
I bet. Right, in the face?
I could not.
In the face?
Oh, let me tell you. This is going to be very meta, but doing show prep for our guest who is going to be postponed.
He is postponed.
Yes. We were working on stuff, Davin and I, and separately. And I spent doing something for the show. I spent most of the weekend seeing things I never want to see again.
On the bright side, Mr. Helix called it the best weekend ever.
No, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm temporarily completely off of dick. Oh.
Dicky!
Oh, Dicky! So much Dicky!
Why?
Oh,
you know stuff comes out. That's the whole purpose.
No. That's fine. But just buckets on the face. Why on the face?
Because they don't want it inside. They're gentlemen.
But how about the boobs? Wasn't I always doing it on the boobs? Why did it become on the face, dribbling out of the mouth?
Ooh.
Oh,
quite
God.
The weekend.
Damn. Oh, you have no idea.
Look at you take off your glasses. Oh, you're having a flashback.
I have to rub my eyes. I was.
You know. I think you have PTCD, post-traumatic cum disorder.
I do. I walked down the hallway to the man cave.
Dizzying from cum shot, shot after
money
shot.
Holding the wall to help myself up.
Why is that gross? Why is that gross?
On the face, man.
What's wrong with the face?
Getting in the eye.
You wear cat piss.
Well, no, I don't do it on purpose.
But you wear...
Joe's girl is showing me in the chat room the puke emoji. Thank you. It's just...
And now I weep for Joe.
No, look. We all know what happens.
Listen, without the face, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was going to get in your hair. And that's a very part. Of, that's a very important part of conversation.
You know what? The hair is better than all over the face. Blasting the sauce all over the face is just
why
too much? Because why? It's degrading.
Yes.
And now, okay, well, then
that's
we
a
are.
Thing. But yeah, what do you think dominatrix is? What do you think that whole role playing thing is?
This was not about dominatrix.
How do you know what it was about?
I didn't.
You don't know what the script said.
I didn't look up dominatrix porn
this. Listen, I mean, women squirt on men. That's a thing too.
I know that is. But
so what's the difference?
But all over the face?
Sure, why not? It's a body. Yeah, you're team players. You're making art.
No, it was.
You're making
art. It's not Jackson Pollock. It's not art.
It's Jackson Pollock.
Oh, man, it was just...
He jacks and pulls it. What are you talking about?
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, you know, it was too much.
No!
And it would come up...
Don't you know Asian women love that?
You would think.
There's a whole industry.
I don't think that it's about... I think it's for the dollars. It's not for the love of it.
No, it's the love of the game. You do what you love and the money will follow.
Oh, man.
You know what? You know, listen, some people love working in a coal mine. Somebody love getting blasted with sauce in the face. Everybody has a thing. You know, everybody has their family. We need to save jobs.
People do not love working in coal mines, by the way.
If you watch the news and you listen to the president, people love working in coal mines. So in that vein, I'm telling you, people love getting blasted in the face with sauce.
In that vein. Very nice. They don't.
Are they complaining? No, they squinch up their eyes and they get it. They wipe their nose and their eyes.
No,
and
they weren't. There were. I saw at least two women get. One was hanging her head upside down off a bed, so it's rolling into her eyes.
Oh, that's fantastic!
It's rolling up her nose.
She doesn't have to do
that. She's like drowning in it, like literally drowning.
And look, and you remember the role. Not everybody's fucking Meryl Streep. This is better.
No,
this really. I'm not with Meryl Streep. Give this woman an Oscar.
No, dying. Yes. Dying.
Oh,
and the other
stuff.
One.
Good stuff.
The other one, it happened out on a roadway under a construction vehicle.
Under a construction.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the car broke down and they had to wait for AAA.
I don't know what the hell was going on.
It happens. You listen.
No.
Well, listen. Yeah, AAA says they're going to be there in 45 minutes or an hour. They're not there. You, what are you going to do? It's chilly out. You got to keep warm.
Have you seen this one? That is literally the plot.
No, but I have I have an artistic mind.
If you want to call this art.
My talents are wasted.
Oh,
here.
Damn.
As a former porn writer.
Yes. McGavin was big with the former porn
writing. They're making the white come inside out. So
come inside out. Yeah. But then she likes like.
She gargle it?
But it was like dribbling out of her mouth.
Well, she mixes it with spit.
Yeah, and then let it dribble down
her face.
But then walks around with it like all over her nose.
Then puts on her dress and picks up her kid.
She just like didn't like make any effort to wipe it off or do anything. It's just like there.
Because it's demeaning to wipe off our children.
Oh, God. It's demeaning to blast in the face.
She didn't want it inside of her. They're practicing safe sex.
There are other places to put it.
Yeah, and you would bitch about that. Why are they doing finger painting on her tits with his jizz? I don't like this.
No. You know what? That would be much better. That would be much better. Besides, it's good for the skin. But in the face.
Exactly. That's called a facial, stupid.
I know
that's
it is.
They have a whole term for it.
I never, ever want to see that again.
I want to do that immediately.
I'm leaving.
So be it.
I am the only face in the room.
So be it.
Let me get you a doll or something, because I got to go.
Good times.
No, dude. And
when you're in love, when two kids are in love.
Right.
Bodies become one.
Yes.
You embrace. You love. You mind meld. You body meld. You liquid meld. It's love. It's art. I respect it. I wish women would be more open to it, and I wish women would ask for it.
Honey, you know, I was thinking tonight, instead of the usual loving, reverential sort of sex that we have.
Boring!
Could you just blast your tartar sauce up my nose? Could you?
Yes! Because I love you.
Oh my God.
And it's Lent season. So I know we're into tartar sauce since all the fast food places are bringing out their fish
sandwiches.
It's in the spirit of the holiday. Oh, yes. Man. Yes, I can do that for you.
Oh, man. No. You know what? That's a wish I don't want to have come true. This was not on the bucket list. Oh, my God.
Why use a bucket when it's a perfectly good face?
Oh, exactly. Oh, my God. It was just
what, is it because
much.
Like you're afraid it's in your mouth?
No, because it was like, first of all, I have
was
never
it real or did you like a cutaway?
I don't really know.
Well, you watch this way more than I do.
I've never seen this. I did, but I
like do they have like the guy stroking the girl's face, then a cutaway and she's blasted, or did you see it leaving the penis?
No, it seemed to be leaving.
But
the
did
penis.
You see it land? Because what I'm saying,
Oh,
you saw it land.
Yeah. Wow. There was a lot of landing. A lot of landing.
A group of fellas?
No, just one.
Really?
And this guy had more baby batter than I thought possible.
You know.
This was like a male IHOP.
Listen, you know, you got a job to do.
Oh, my God.
You want to do it right, so you abstain for a certain amount of time.
Oh, I see. So that you're full up?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that much could come out of one person. Wow.
You know, you do a lot for the art.
It was sort of like, what are those water guns that
super
are
soakers?
Huge? It was like a super soaker full of Elmers.
Yeah.
I just.
By the way, as long as we're talking about art.
my art history minor was gotten for this reason.
I am so fucking done with these fucking self-reverential make-believe players that are we call fucking actors. On the Oscars, I caught like a little bit. Like,
what do you mean?
Oh, the role was so important. You didn't even fucking write it, you whore. You know, enough. enough. I've had enough. Listen, we all played make-believe as kids. You even did a little bit more. You know, you did community theater.
Yeah.
But as kids, we played cops and robbers. And when we were done, we didn't tell you how important the game was. We had a fucking snack because we played a game and that's what they're doing. That's all they're play acting. Don't fucking give me a speech about how important this fucking role is. That you didn't write, have a piece of cake. Enough with this. And I only wish that at the Adult Video Awards that the fucking porn stars would be so reverential. You know, I just want to tell you, I am so honored to get the award for Gang Anal Bang. It means so much. I really feel like we changed the industry. My ass had a story that had to be told. And unfortunately, my mother's not here with us anymore. But this gangbang anal was for her. And if anybody's ever banged my mom in the ass, you know you'll never forget her. Thank you. And then play her off. I mean, can we do that? Enough. Can we do that? It's so fucking ridiculous.
I don't know that they don't because I've never seen that particular
I've seen a little
ceremony.
Bit. A little bit.
Really?
Yeah,
where do they show that? On the internet?
I want to say Showtime had them for a while. I don't know if they
for
still...
For real?
Yeah, like on demand. I don't
oh
know if
my
they still
God.
Do. I don't know if they still do. They might. But like you would see like older years of it and everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they would have like a comic like Jim Norton host it.
What do they
Or Lisa Lampanelli.
What do they call their award? You know, the Oscar?
It's the
know.
Adult Video.
No,
AVNs.
Whatever they hand out.
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
The AVN or something?
Oscar's cock. I don't know.
That's
but
nice.
I mean, seriously, if anybody fucking deserves to give that type of speech, it's fucking porn stars. I can't take enough of these actors and these actresses. And then,
don't think there's an art to it.
I'm not saying that. It's just not that fucking important. I'll give you an example of how self-reverential the Oscars are. I kid you not. You would if I told you, did you catch any of it?
No.
If I told you this was done, you were like, oh, Saturday Night Live did a sketch. No, this was a real fucking thing. They're like, you know, in memory of all the people that have served. Here are some great movies about war. I fucking kid you
no.
not. Yes.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really? We're showing a tribute to war movies?
Yeah.
Enough. I get why people fucking hate Hollywood now. You know, I'll always stay. Yeah. Listen, they have a right to their opinion, and I stand by that. Yeah. They do. Our president was a celebrity and did the same thing. That's fine. I'm cool with it. But enough. You're play acting. If you're not doing it, somebody's doing it for a little bit less. Some are better than others. I certainly recognize bad acting. I do. But you know what? It's kind of like a comic talking about how important what he does is, and he doesn't even write the fucking jokes. It's the same. It's the same fucking thing. When I do the arms, I really feel it moves the audience. When I have somebody come behind me and pretend to wash my chest, I feel like I'm really conveying that we all need to scrub and cleanse our souls. Really? Yes. It's the same fucking thing. They're not that important. They're not songwriters.
Right.
They're not regular writers. They're not comedians. They're doing make-believe. That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I get that.
They're doing make-believe.
But now, okay, not everyone can cure cancer.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. All right. I don't have a problem with it. But let's not pretend it's as important as curing cancer.
No, I know. I know.
A tribute to war movies.
That's really bad.
Yes.
I
and I'm not making this up. I didn't watch a lot of the Oscars.
I'm feeling very cringy about that.
Exactly. That's where they are with themselves. Yeah. Where even me, who some would call left, and you see me stick up for the Hollywood, like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I have no tolerance for them.
Do I get to choose which one?
No, I mean, listen, I like when they do. Well, yes, you do. Blast them in the face. I like
No.
I don't mind them speaking out. I don't mind. They're still Americans. They still have a right to their opinion.
Yeah,
I agree with that. When they do good things like George Clooney has done. I like that. I don't have a problem with Jimmy Kimmel using his form to speak out. Although somebody did raise a good point about Jimmy Kimmel, because now Jimmy's talking about all the sex assault and everything.
Right.
How did Jimmy Kimmel get famous? Do we remember how Jimmy Kimmel got famous?
Was he on The Man Show?
The Man Show. Women jumping on trampolines. So you know what, Jimmy? Maybe you're not the spokesman for this either. Maybe you need to slow the fuck down too. Because if you weren't ogling at young women jumping up and down and drinking beer and gawking at them, you'd be a zilch. So you know what? I like Jimmy Kimmel, but enough.
Right. Well, now here's the thing. I used to agree exactly with that. But I do believe in people's capacity to mature. And grow up.
That's fine.
And
I think he has matured. I get why people don't want to hear that guy preach to them. It's kind of like when a born-again Christian does it.
Oh.
It's like, oh, wait. I can bang hookers and do cocaine, and then I discover God, and I get to tell you what you're doing wrong? Fuck you!
It's the
same type of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that he's allowed to express his feelings.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
The left is putting this guy up on a fucking pedestal, and you know what? Let's look where he comes from.
No one is blameless. No one has.
I'm blameless. I am most. When do I preach about a life I don't live?
I'm sorry. Were you not just talking about splooging me in the face? Just a
no. You made it about yourself. I just talked about splooging in the face in general.
Oh no. No. Roll back.
You said
the tape.
You said you're the only one here. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was.
You put yourself in the scenario.
No, I'm sitting in the scenario right now.
Sitting in a puddle of splooge. Pip's like a fish fillet. She's covered in tortoise.
Oh God.
A little bit of cheese too. I didn't shower. Hey.
Could you just hand me my wrapper? I just want to wrap my sandwich and go.
No. Bask in my sauce.
No.
But I don't pretend I'm something I'm not.
No, I know.
And I don't say you should not get splashed in the face. I say no, by all means, get splashed in the face.
I know.
So I am the genuine real deal.
No, I'm just saying no one is 100% blameless.
I am 100% blameless because I don't tell people how to live their life.
You don't feel like you're ever, I'm not saying this as I think you are. I'm just asking, you don't think that you're ever judgy? I know I have.
I certainly have my own judgments and what I think, but I think in the forums I'm given, I'm not. I don't when I'm going back and forth with Joe, for instance, I have a different opinion, but I don't say, well, you have to think like I am because I'm right. I present the facts and Joe can respond to them however he wants, whatever. But I don't say, well, Joe, if you're not living the way I'm living, then you're wrong and you're not good. And, you know, I don't do that.
No.
That's what these people do.
I mean, I feel like I have been judgy about people. I was just thinking on the way here about a girlfriend that I haven't seen it in quite a while.
But you're not conveying it to other people.
No, I was just about to. But
yes, you were.
Yes, I was. There are people listening, actually, not just you. What? Something ferocious just happened upstairs. I'm sorry, that was really distracting.
An imperfect studio.
I know, but I saw your eyes go up too. It was like being with my cats when something happens and they stare at the spot where the sound came from too, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not crazy, I heard that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
So you were saying you were judging your friend.
I was, and I didn't actually ever say it to her, but I have said to other people, especially back then. Now I'm a lot less inclined to share if I'm feeling judgy about something, or but I know that it's coming from, it's not something I would do.
Right, but that's fine. You're making judgments for yourself.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But you're not on this pedestal of telling people
how to live. Yeah. I hope not.
And even with the comedy, sometimes I feel like, God, I wish I would say what I really think about this stuff on there. But I would alienate people, and who am I? Instead, I present all the uncomfortable facts. And my act is getting more and more uncomfortable. I'm finally becoming the comic I wanted to be.
Good. Yeah, see, that's the thing, is that you are not afraid to make people uncomfortable.
Clearly.
I think that
you've been backing away since we had the sauce story.
Yeah, I'm almost sitting on the stairs now. I'm making
Pip's
my way
doing
up.
The show from another room.
Yeah, I'm going to call it in. Yeah,
call it in. Ron's not using the phone, so you call it.
From upstairs. No. Wait, me too.
You might have a case, but in my defense, you brought it up.
I did totally bring sploosh
to the table.
Ew, I got to wipe this down.
No, you don't. It's nice. It's authentic. Makes it rustic.
Rustic?
Like a pioneer.
It makes it sticky.
I like it.
Yeah.
That way the papers don't fall off.
God, now I completely lost my train of thought. You see, I brought up splooge again, and I'm gone.
I understand.
Yeah, you know how that happens. Yeah, I was just going to say that I hope not to be judgy, like, with people or tell them how I think they should live. If something is, but there are times where you can't just completely dismiss a judgment because you think, oh, that'll make me more, like, laid back or make me more, friendly or...
Listen, people can judge.
Cool.
I'm just saying, if you're going to judge...
Yeah.
You better not have gotten to where you are by watching women jumping around on fucking trampolines.
True, true.
And it's not my point. Somebody else brought it up. So I wasn't like I had this epiphany. I saw this go, ha, that's a point.
Yeah, that is problematic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was like when Bill Cosby would preach about the problem with black people and the black community. Meanwhile, he's Mr. Rapey McRaperson over there. It's like, you know what, Cos, back it up.
Well, like anybody who starts preaching at what you should do.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And Jimmy Kimmel's become that guy. And there's a lot of things I agree with Jimmy Kimmel on. And Hollywood is preachy, but a lot of them, maybe not should be preachy. And the same with the politicians are the worst. And certainly the members of clergy. I've had it out. I told the rabbi, I go, no. She's not going to learn your morals. It's going to learn my morals because you don't have morals.
Yeah.
You know, so listen, I put my money where my mouth is. But so enough with actors pretending they're doing something special.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I do believe it's an art, and some people
are
much better than
others. I'm not saying it's not an art.
However, I agree with you that some of them get way too precious about the importance of what they're doing.
I mean, enough with these. Like I said, at least with a fucking musician, they created something. I might not like the music. I'm not a fan of Steve Winwood, but he's writing his own music. I can respect that. Mm-hmm. He's an artist. He's creating something. He's moving people. Mm-hmm. And now actors do move people too. I get that. But somebody put the words on the paper. That there's a big difference. Somebody put it all together.
Yeah. But even you can move people by singing somebody else's song.
You can.
And it's just the way that you render it that is really deeply felt.
But I don't need to hear how you change the world about it.
No, I know.
Listen, you guys, I'm not saying these people don't have talent. Just shut the fuck up and have some cake. That's all I'm saying.
It's just the hubris is what gets to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the tribute to war movies.
Oh, God. That was, no. Oh, I mean.
Next year, a tribute to slavery movies?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just, stop.
Stop.
You know what they should, have done with that piece? They should have done people who have served who are also actors and actresses.
That would be good.
You want to do that? I'm there with you. I mean, I think we've had a little enough. I think we're an overkill with the military and reverential. I mean, I love the military. I think we're an overkill with it already.
Mm-hmm.
But at least that would have been something.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see clips of Saving Private Ryan. I mean, I need to see clips of John Wayne movies. It's a little much.
I just think, like, in a way, I mean, it is a story that needs to be told, because I think that when you do see, not, I mean,
I'm not saying don't tell the stories. Just don't have a fucking video tribute to them in the middle of the Oscars.
I know. It's kind of bizarre. Yeah, that's distasteful to me.
I'm glad that they make these movies. These movies are great. They expose you to history. They probably show a window of some level to what our military goes through that we wouldn't have. They certainly have a purpose. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying, let's not pat ourselves on the back because we made a bunch of movies about people who are actually doing shit.
Yeah, right. You played soldier for a day.
Yeah, exactly.
When they said cut, you walked into your air-conditioned trailer. Yes. And you had a nosh.
Yes.
Right. I know.
Yes. Your bad day was craft services was a little stale. Yes.
Or it was hot out and there were bugs.
So we're on the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I've told actors how to live and I've judged.
Well, Lisa's telling
irony.
Me, Lisa's telling me, go ahead and be judgy. You're usually right. Thank you,
Lisa.
Lisa.
I don't need that. That opinion's invalid.
You would say so, but...
She's not agreeing with me. Of course I would.
Yeah, of course.
And I bet Lisa's a fan of taking it in the face.
I don't want to guess about that.
Well, I guess. There's probably pictures.
If somebody enjoys that, have fun.
Don't judge.
More for you.
Buckets for you.
Buckets. Dude.
I don't know how we got into your... I'll say this. Your story started off very boring, but it ended in a good place. So for that, I and our listeners, thank you, Pippa.
Well, sometimes it's just, this is what happened, and this is what it made me think of. And what I thought of is usually more interesting than what prompted it.
So we got through that. That was good.
Yeah.
Unless there's more.
No.
No, that was good. All right. Let's, I'll talk about my bed before we get to Alice Cooper review, because maybe Joe will be here for
Alice. Do tell.
So I bought the bed.
All right.
Still hasn't come.
What's the shipping timing on this?
It was supposed to be delivered on last Tuesday, a week ago.
Okay.
We're waiting for the bed that day, and we get the call from them. The truck is broken down.
Okay.
They don't know if they'll be able to deliver it that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little frustrating.
It is.
So we call them back later, and they say they can deliver it the next day. Well, that doesn't really work for us. Because, you know...
Yeah, it's just because it's good for you. I planned for yesterday, and you didn't show up.
So we opt for Friday.
Okay.
So the salespeople are upset because it means they're like, we specifically opted to get it done within February, so their salespeople could get their commission.
Yes,
like they have certain goals.
Yes.
So we help the guy out.
Right. So he can reach his levels.
Yeah, his levels. So that's not going to happen now.
Oh.
So we opt to have the bed delivered on Friday. Thursday we get a call from the bed company.
Okay.
So now we've taken off a second day.
Right.
We've taken off a second day. They don't have the brackets in stock to attach to the headboard. Because, you know, you need the brackets, otherwise the headboard flops around.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that this weekend.
I made it sound like there was outdoor activities.
Well, sometimes.
I like the fact that the movies you watch need a tarp.
God, they all did.
So they don't have the brackets to attach to the headboard. Do they want us to deliver the bed and come back another time for brackets?
No.
That's what I said.
Yeah, what? So we're going to get thwacked on the head with the headboard in the meantime?
So how is it this possible since the brackets were on the truck originally? And he goes, you know, it's a good point. I don't know. This is why I make headlines.
Yeah.
Questions like this.
Yeah, like, look, you brain surgeons.
The truck's broken down.
Right.
But the shit's still on the truck.
Yeah, so go get that.
Yes. So, and I'm not talking to my salesman, I'm talking about the guy who's the manager, Gary.
Yeah.
At the time. He goes, you know what? That's a good question. Let me look into that.
Okay.
You do that, Gary.
Yeah.
Look into it.
All right.
He calls me back. He goes, I don't know what they told you about the truck. I go, well, they told me it broke down. Yeah. No.
They lied.
They did lie.
What really happened?
It got impounded.
Oh, shit. With your expensive bed in it.
And the brackets.
Oh, no.
And they can't get it. The Department of Transportation impounded the truck. So they don't have the brackets. They're out of stock of the brackets.
What happened with this truck? What were they doing?
Well, they hire contractors to deliver.
Okay.
And they hired the wrong contractors.
I would say. What kind of illegal nonsense was going on with this truck?
So I say, Gary, how are we going to make this right?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you want me to be a repeat customer. And I'm talking just in this tone. Because remember the last time I talked about the bed, I was pretty much calling the shots with the salesperson. And now he's doing this.
Right.
And now he's
right.
doing that. He goes, no, we definitely want your service. He's like, well, what do you want? I go, Gary, make me an offer. He says, all right, let me look into the invoice. Go, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So he's scrolling. He's like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know how you got the bed at this price. I go, because I'm very good at this, Gary. That's what I said to him. Really, in large part, it was because the wife let, like, how much sticker shock rate? She had a large part to do with it.
Oh, yeah, so you had to bargain them down.
Right, so she had that, and I'm pretty much calling his shots. And here's where he goes, he's going to check his computer now and call his manager. So you get that. You get the, it's like sticker shock and asshole. It wasn't a good cop, bad cop. It was it's like he's telling us how the arms work.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, all right, let me see what I can do here. Frank, who's our salesperson, he's like, oh, he's not going to like this, but I guess there's nothing I can do. No. No, there's not. He'll barely be making nothing. Not really my problem.
Yeah, you kind of blew this one.
So he goes, let's do this. Let's give you the brackets for free. All right, that's a $50 value.
Good.
And $200 off.
More money off.
I go, you know what? Done. I'm not going to haggle anymore. I'm happy. So I got, at this point, we got like a $4,700, $4,800 package. I think for around
$31. Whoa. Wow.
So I'm like, done.
Yes. Break your arm reaching around to pat yourself on the back because that's a hell of a negotiation.
So I go, and we're talking about, I go, you know, this. I don't understand. I mean, this is unfair to you guys. Well, I don't know. Why are you guys taking the hit? I understand you guys didn't meet because, you know, the beds didn't get delivered. He goes, well, our manager told us, or the owner or something, I guess one of the regional managers said that, you know, this is a team and sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and take one for the team. What a fucking asshole.
What an asshole.
And he said, he goes, my wife works for IBM. And I told her that, and she goes, if our IBM manager said that, would have been fired. You know what? The salespeople should not take... They did their job.
They did. And
management
was,
or ownership should take the hit because they hired bad contractors.
Supply.
Yeah, that's not salespeople's job. Salespeople's to get the sale.
Lisa says... you could say that Davin Jewed them down. I was just about
really,
to say.
Really, really, Lisa? No,
this is not a phrase we use anymore.
No, Lisa. No, you can't.
No. Mm-hmm.
So shut the Canuck up. All right, over there.
Nicely done.
Yes, thank you.
I was like, oh, no.
Oh, and by the way, so I'm talking to Gary. I go, by the way, Gary, you're very good. I heard you on the phone when we were with Frank. I go, and you're talking to that couple. I've never seen deals like that. I go, that was great. So good. He goes, well, I had it. I go, yeah, but that's really good.
Yeah, really.
It's like, yeah, you really hooked them.
I've never seen a deal like this.
So the bed is supposed to come Thursday.
Okay.
With the brackets.
With the brackets and $200 off.
And a $50 value off.
And that's really good.
Yeah.
But it does piss me off that they said, you know, oh, sales has to take it.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
We
not enough for me to not to take the discount, though.
No. This is not your problem. No. You know.
So fast forward a couple hours before the show.
Oh no!
Get a call. It's Frank.
Oh no, Frank.
Yeah.
What now?
Brackets aren't in stock.
Oh God, Frank! So we're gonna get banged on the head with the headboard? Is that what's
happening?
So he's
like, we can push it off until next Tuesday.
That's when the brackets are supposed to be in. Or they could come on Thursday and then come back on Tuesday and do the brackets. The wife wants the bed. She didn't know how much she wanted the bed until the bed was purchased because her back's bothering her and it lifts the back of the legs. It'll release lower tension. So,
but can you use this without the brackets?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just be careful with the headboard. So now the bed is supposed to be delivered Thursday, and the bracket, and they'll attach it on Tuesday. So I gotta hope they do this before the radio show starts, because I can't watch this because the wife's gonna be out of town.
Right, and we're gonna be not are we broadcasting from the bracket?
From the bed. We'll be on the bed.
You know what? We should just do one of those webcams.
Sure.
We'll be cam boys and
Joe,
girls.
Joe wants us to do a video component to the show.
But this would get really weird if the three of us are sitting on a bed being webcam boys and girls.
We all wear Jeremy's. Nice.
All right. That works for me.
Very nice. So, there's that. Okay. Let's see. Should I do the Alice Cooper without Joe or Hell Gigs without Joe?
No, Hell Gigs.
Hell Gigs with Joe?
No, do Hell Gigs now. He's heard your...
No, he doesn't know this Hell Gigs story.
Oh, he doesn't know it?
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So it's a new Hell Gigs story. I haven't had a Hell Gigs story in a while.
I don't know.
Well, this is what Joe gets for being tardy. He said he would be here at 7:15. You and I knew that was a lie.
No, we knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
Or at least a What was it? An alternate fact.
Listen, he's no fucking Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, Joe's girl wants to know where the heck he is.
I don't know.
And
maybe getting bucket loads in the face. I have no idea. I'm not his keeper.
Well, Lisa says, interesting threesome. Yeah, and that's not going to become a threesome, Lisa. Please. We already talked about the things that I had to witness over the weekend for the show. And we're not... Yeah, I'm not witnessing any more things that I can't handle. Not for a long time. I need puppies and kittens for a little while.
All right. So we'll do Alice Cooper.
Okay. That's what Lisa said.
It's good to have a producer in Canada.
I know. No, she does good work.
So I realized I like to see older bands.
Yes.
Now here's the problem with seeing older bands.
They're older.
No, well, there's not hot chicks in the audience. Like, we saw Nickelback, and I'm sitting next to two hot girls, carrying on, having a nice conversation. Good times.
Right.
Good times. It's not really the case when you see these older bands. But, the plus side, I have one of the better heads of hair in the audience. So you take what you can.
True.
Yeah, I mean, and this head of hair is not what it used to be.
What? Your hair is fine.
It's fine. It used to be better. 10 years ago, there was more of them to spread. It's
okay.
Thinned. It's thin, but still overall original, you know, color, dark.
Yeah, but it looks absolutely fine, and I don't notice thinning.
No, you don't have the headshots of me as a 25-year-old young buck.
No, you don't know that for sure.
You might.
You don't know that for sure.
Yes. So we saw it in Englewood, which is...
theater. Yeah.
It's a nice theater.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Have you seen shows there?
Yes.
Holds a couple thousand people.
Yeah. Really nice.
Interesting. So I'm walking by, we're inside, and I see a dad painting his son's face like Alice Cooper. We're seeing Alice Cooper.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute, but kind of feel like that should be done at home.
Sometimes people realize when they get there that they had no time. Yeah, it's like, jump in the car. I'm coming from work. We got to go. We're late.
I'll paint your face at the
venue.
I'll
paint your face there. Yeah.
I'll put on your makeup there, a dad says to his son. Yeah.
Don't judge. There you go.
I just told you the conversation. So the crowd was even older than I expected.
Really?
Yes, and we've seen McCartney and all.
Yeah.
But in fairness to Alice, he's been doing this, what, since the early 70s? Late 60s?
Yes, late 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. So in fairness to Alice, if you were a fan of his from the beginning, which I was not,
right,
it makes sense that you're 70 years old like Alice Cooper.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to seeing people walking around in canes at a rock concert.
No more, Mr. Young Guy.
No more dark hair.
Hair.
Anyway. So there's people in their 60s and 70s. Alice bringing no opening act. What do you think? What do you think of that?
You know what? He doesn't need one.
He doesn't need one.
Do you demand an opening act?
Clearly not. I went to the show without one.
Well, I know, but I mean, you seem like you have a look on your face like you weren't happy about that.
Hour and a half show.
Yeah. You know what? You do that when you're 70.
Hour and a half show.
Yep.
Well, I'm saying, I listen, good for Alice, bring an opening act.
Well,
it's a nice opportunity.
Yeah.
For bands.
Yeah.
Bring an opening act. Firehouse brings an opening act. Joe is one of them.
You're right, I know.
So, bring an opening act.
I mean,
it's not necessary. It's nice.
Bring
an opening act.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're not charging a lot.
Really?
Were they?
Really?
Were they?
Yes.
Oh, really?
So, upstairs, you know the theater.
Yeah.
Upstairs, so I'm in the balcony. There's two levels.
Right.
Main level, balcony level. You know where there's the front section?
Right.
Then there's the second section.
Yeah.
Upstairs, second section, front row of the second section.
Okay.
Give me a price.
Oh, dear.
Give me a price.
I don't know.
What should that cost?
$100?
All right, $79.
All right, okay.
But we didn't pay any fees because my dad picked up the ticket, so $79 out the door.
Okay.
So it would have been like around $100 if I paid the fees and everything.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Kind of pricey for an hour and a half show.
Yeah.
A little pricey. But, especially for a guy who, you know, has been opening for everybody else the past bunch of years. Alice has been opening for everybody else.
Yeah, but this is a smaller theater.
Right, which is why, it's a little pricey. Little much.
Well, so, they are a pricey venue.
They are.
You know?
Yankee beers, $8. So, you know.
Wow.
Beer, small glass, beer, $8.
Yeah.
Not a cheap place. Nice place.
How much were the t-shirts, Lisa wants to know?
Well, here's another problem, Lisa. Yeah, we all know my affinity for
the ball sack shirt.
The ball sack shirt, the counterfeit shirt. That's not an option here.
No, it doesn't happen.
So the shirts were $40, which is what you're going to pay at any of these concerts.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's what it is. So, but you know what? There's a thing called eBay. I'll get a shirt for $15, $20. I'll be fine.
There you go.
Because I don't own an Alice Cooper shirt, and I'd like to own an Alice Cooper shirt.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying $40 for an Alice Cooper shirt.
I looked at the shirts when we went there, and nothing was really floating my boat, and I would have liked one, but
Alice?
Yeah.
You saw him at that venue?
No, not there. Where the hell did we see him? I've seen him twice. I saw him, at Jones Beach. And,
opening for somebody.
No, it was a couple of acts.
What was he, with Rob Zombie?
God, I don't remember. It's sad.
I saw him open for the Scorpions years ago.
Okay.
Like 95.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who else was on the bill, but I can't
recall. At PNC Arts Center, another outdoor venue.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so $79. Yeah. So my buddy, Scott, who I go to a lot of these concerts with.
Right.
Scott's like, this better be worth $79. I'm like, oh, you have a reservation? He's seen Alice twice before, too.
Okay.
He's like, $79, a little pricey. A little pricey.
I don't think so. I'd pay that for Alice.
I did pay that for Alice.
Yeah, I think we paid more. Actually, I don't remember where we were exactly.
So, he didn't bring an opening act. Did McCartney bring an opening act?
No.
Neil Diamond didn't bring an opening. So, maybe it's an old thing.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the logistics are involved in that.
Show's supposed to start at 8.
Oh.
It's going to be an early evening, kids.
Yeah.
Going to be an early. Show starts at 8:15. What was that?
So what?
No opening act. Really, no fucking excuses. Let's go, Alice. Your audience is not getting any younger, and I'm one of them. Let's go, Alice.
Oh, 15 minutes.
Hey, who are you, Guns N' Roses? Are you Axl Rose?
They would wait. They would make you wait.
They're Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, well, back in the day when everybody's plastered and high out of their minds, bands would make you wait and wait and wait. Like, the Stones were famous for that. They make you wait forever. But, you know, now people are much more punctual. Winwood is to the dot.
As well as you say, that's whatever.
An hour
that.
And a half?
I like
out.
That. I like that.
Good. It's good.
Good for Steve. I like that. He opened with Brutal Planet. Are you familiar with that song?
No.
Nor am I. It's from his 2000 album. Alice puts out a ton of albums.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know. Yeah, at a point, you just go, oh, I guess I'm not going to get any more. I mean, I do. I have some of his later. I don't have that.
Yeah, there's people that I enjoy that I don't buy their newer stuff. I just don't.
I would. They're not really selling CDs, and I'm not paying more than $10 for a CD. Mm-hmm. If you make it $9.50 and I see a new CD, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $18 for a CD, a technology that's dead.
Well, I like
Best CDs. Best Buy's going to stop selling it in July. Best Buy's going to stop with CDs, so you know what? Enough with the $15, $18 CD. It's a little much.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right. So, I thought it was an interesting choice. Second was No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Love that.
Love that song. Video recorded that song. I have a special affinity for that. When I got fired from really my last full-time day program job.
Right. Oh.
I was already doing comedy.
Okay.
But I was a manager at a mortgage company.
Okay.
I got canned.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. And I remember pulling out of there, and that song came on, and singing it, and really appreciating it.
Yes.
And then I started my comedy career full-time.
Nice.
So I have a special affinity. It's a great song. Great tune.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do when I saw my ex-overlord
right,
this
yeah,
morning.
You get it. So Alice's touring band, at least now, consists of three guitarists.
Okay, yeah.
A bassist and a drummer.
Yep.
They're considerably younger than Alice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of the older dudes have, you know, they fill in the ranks.
Not the band. No, Paul McCartney doesn't. They're all old as fuck.
I mean,
there's a couple members that are young, but like they'll fill in with some young guys, but they'll still have their own peers there. Alice's whole band is young.
They're young, yeah.
I mean, by young, I'm saying probably in their 40s.
Yeah.
30s, 40s.
But, yeah, sure.
His lead guitarist is Nita Strauss.
Okay, yeah.
Female.
Yeah.
The band is very good.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're just pushing out pure sound.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really good. At one point, I felt my hair moving. That doesn't usually happen.
You felt the G-force.
I did. I'm in the upper deck of bones and my hair's moving and there's no breeze.
Holy shit.
And it was pounding my ears, so I was getting a little bit of a headache. But I'm like, wow, they are really pushing some sound.
Do you wear earplugs when you go to these things?
No, I'm a man.
You don't?
I'm a man. I come in faces and I go without earplugs.
You'll soon be a deaf man.
And I'll still come in faces.
Okay.
I felt at times, and you might be able, you can certainly, you've seen them too. I felt at times they overpowered Alice's vocals.
Yes, yes.
You felt the same way.
Yes, I did.
Which is not really ideal because you're going to see Alice Cooper. Unless he sounds that bad, which
right,
is possible.
Which he doesn't.
I don't think he does.
No.
But I think Alice is very smart to tour with a younger band.
Oh, yeah. They bring energy.
Because Alice does not move around very much anymore.
At that same theater, we saw... It was an 80s band, and they did the song Sooner or Later. Na, 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 na. Save it for later. Don't run away and let me down. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Something English. English beat. Okay.
English beat?
Yeah. And there was one guy.
Wait, is that like a ska band?
No. That's
okay.
A different.
Okay.
But I think it's different. I think I have the right name. Anyway, there's a blonde guy that did the singing. And then there was another guy, Rankin Roger. That was his name.
I hope he suffers head trauma.
And he was a black guy that would play the tambourine and like dance around a bit and stuff. Well, I don't know what happened to him, but in this incarnation that we saw, which was really good, there was a younger guy who also happened to be black. And this guy had really good vocals and the energy. He was like moving around on stage and like full of energy. I mean, the other guy wasn't like old as dirt, but he brought a lot of youthful energy that the band needed.
I thought
it was a good call.
I think because when we saw AC/DC,
English beat. Thank you, Lisa.
When we saw AC/DC, there wasn't that much movement per se.
Yeah.
So, and Alice is not. That's not a huge stage.
Yeah.
But Alice is not. Alice is walking around. I don't want to say he's stationary.
Right.
But he's not running around. But the other members of the band are moving. Not that they're running around, but they're much more active.
They're moving around. They're coming to the edge of the stage and playing guitar in your face.
Yes,
and,
yes. So they're not just standing down there looking at their instruments.
Right.
Like somebody, so add some showmanship. Again, I think it's a smart move by Alice Cooper. He's not a stupid man.
No, no. Well, there's some people that is the stage show that you come to expect. There's other people that are more stationary, and that's because it's a different kind of music or a different kind of like vibe that they're putting down. But the Alice Cooper is a much more, you know, vibrant, and please, they're guillotining people. It's a different stage.
Speaking of
show.
Losing their head, Joe just walked in. There it was.
There it was.
We weren't sure how we were going to do it, but there it is.
There's always a segue
hey,
for Joe.
Joe.
Hi.
So yeah, so very smart by Alice. Alice is not moving around, but there's certainly enough energy. The drummer, very good.
Yeah.
Very, from the word go, yep. he's just pounding the skins. Now, again, I still contend best drum solo I've seen was last year, 2 years ago, Whitesnake. Very good, though. Very good. And I'm not a drum solo guy. I know you're married to a man who splashes sauce in your face and is a drummer. You missed the first part of the
show. Not at the same time, damn it.
That's a stage show I want to see. Drum solo!
Oh, wait, there's three sticks out there.
Just see him cranking.
Who's playing drums? I wonder if Tommy Aldridge. That was Tommy Aldridge.
That was Whitesnake, not for Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know who's the drummer for Alice Cooper. But very, very, very good. So the concert's 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
Alice never said hello.
Yeah, some are not big talkers.
I think big talkers. He could have been doing it in his garage.
At all, I know.
I've never been to a show where they don't even acknowledge us.
Well, that happened at the show that I went to see.
Oh, that's right.
Joe when play.
She came to that was the guy from. Oh God, who? What was his name?
I don't know.
He's playing the Debonair
Punky
Club. He's not fucking playing at a several thousand
he's
theater.
Punky something.
Punky Meadows.
But somebody else was doing the talking.
Right.
Nobody's talking to us. We don't even have to be there. I feel like we were intruding, to be quite honest.
Somebody whispered to them we're not doing sound check?
No! I mean, they're throwing out guitar picks, so I guess they see us. Or that's how they practice. Nobody, an hour and a half, nobody's fucking acknowledging us.
Did every tune have theatrics in it?
No, I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
No, the reason I'm saying that is because...
You can ask that. Well, I haven't spoken about that yet. I will talk about the theatrics.
You ruined Samba. Okay. Yeah.
You came in lately, Guillotine Man. I waited to 7:15 when you said you would be here to start the story, and you were retardy as usual. So now you're in the middle of the Alice Cooper stuff.
He doesn't say much, do he? That's what you said to me.
No, you go, you don't talk.
You don't talk.
He don't talk.
Nobody talked, though. At the end, after the encore.
No one. See,
thank you, New Jersey. You know, he introduces the band. You know where you are. We'll fucking take it.
And Jason, the kid guitar player, his mom's really cool. His mom goes, all right, so we go up. And she goes, what did you think? He don't talk.
He don't talk.
And I go, she got a kick when I go, yeah. I go, do you see the way Johnny set up the stage? Look like a shiver. Like a shiver call.
It did.
People sitting with ripped clothes, bringing food.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
I'd go
That's
see that
not
show.
Tarred.
I'd see that show. If they're bringing food, I'm fucking in. Here's the weird thing. Because the band is pumping out such energy, you don't even mind it too much. I like a little banter with the band. You didn't see Megadeth with me. Megadeth, Dave Mustaine talks to us, and he's up there for a short time.
See, I actually kind of like it when they're saying things that are off the cuff.
Or at least appear to be.
Yeah, exactly. One of the jokes among Wynwood fans is that if you go to see multiple shows, the same thing, he says the exact same thing.
It's not really
a
joke.
At the exact same
time. It's a fucking thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's what they do. They got the little script. But it was okay.
No, I'm not fans.
I've just never been to this show.
I missed Megadeth?
Yeah, they opened for the Scorpions.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I couldn't make the... I believe I had something to do that. I really would have wanted to see that show, so I guess I had a gig.
Lisa thinks that you only went for the T-shirt, Davin.
No, I knew there would be no counterfeit T-shirts.
No, okay.
I knew there would be no counterfeit T-shirts. It's in a theater.
Not at that venue. Yeah.
No, I knew. I fucking know, Lisa. I know when I can get a ball sack T-shirt when I can't. I'm not fucking new at this, Lisa. Just because you got a new fucking haircut and you're feeling yourself today, you better back the fuck up and realize who you're talking to. When it comes to concert T-shirts, I know my shit.
After the break, Dad was going to talk about how to retain fans.
I know how to do that, too. I have many talents.
Wait a minute.
I'm like
Alice
Cooper. I don't talk for an hour and a half.
Wait, everybody just left.
That's all right. Fuck them. Ron left, they can leave, too.
England away.
Yeah, exactly. And when I fucking chase away our best fucking ally, come back and bitch to me, all right? Joe chased away our fatherland. That takes fucking talent.
I know.
So I'm lovely in comparison to Joe.
Yeah.
And and unlike you, I did not turn on you on the fucking air. I supported. But you fucking turn your little fucking dagger and turn on me. You know what you did.
back and look.
We have the audio.
I'm sorry. I sat down with an attitude and won't shut up. Just scratch that.
Well, at least you acknowledge it. Yeah. Moving along.
Sorry, I started all with good evening.
usually how you've started all your problems.
Yeah, that was a problem.
I do
right
or
there.
Good evening. That's usually where it goes south for Joe afterwards. So, only slow song I can recall on the whole thing was Only Women Bleed.
Oh, okay.
Which just shows you the type of ferocity.
Yeah,
that
no.
Because he's got ballads. He was part of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Only Women Bleed was the...
Did he do Elected?
No. Oh, that's a great song. It is a great song. Yeah. He didn't do that. But here's the thing. The band is so heavy. The band is really heavy. I feel like it freshens up even the old stuff. Like, it doesn't feel like you're seeing a nostalgia show.
No, not at all.
You know, when we saw AC/DC, it was a little nostalgic.
Yeah.
Little grandpa, this is the last time we're going to do the things. A little nostalgic. But this band is so good, pumping so much energy and power and musical ferocity at you. It's like, oh, everything is good.
Right.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What the fuck is this?
He threw what he was going to say on the floor.
So on the way home for karate.
All right, so you asked me about, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Refer to illustration E.
I lost the page. That's unfortunate.
Oh, that is. Refer to illustration E.
Anyway.
Look, he's putting together IKEA right in front of our faces.
That guy's dead. He don't need to do it no more. All right, so you were asking about the theatrics.
Yeah.
So the show's, the concert's an hour and a half. First hour, we're not really any theatrics. I seem to remember in the 90s there was a lot more theatrics.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw them a long time ago too.
Yeah, and I know that there was a lot more with like acting on stage and more, you know, theater.
Maybe they were at the Oscars.
Things are going on. People are getting their heads chopped off and stuff.
That still happens.
Yeah, I know.
But about a half an hour to go is when we started the theatrics. You got the guillotine. You got Feed My Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no Welcome to My Nightmare. There's no I Want to Get Elected. So it's kind of interesting. They played some, like, songs that aren't quite as popular.
Yeah. Poison?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a great tune. That's the nod to the 80s. But No Hey Stupid, which is another great song. Played Lost in America.
Imagine if you started playing that song, Davin keeps turning his head through the whole song.
Looking for you.
Thank you. Take
Sorry.
That, stupid.
That.
look at that. You were feeling good, then you got it right in the ass. Look at you. That's all your kissing noises.
That's when he says that.
Yeah, let's look at... Oh, she turned on you.
No, I wasn't turning on you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No, that's not what's turning on you. That's what he does.
She doesn't. She's not even aware.
We're getting a thing that you turned on me. Meanwhile, he's laughing. Now he turned on you because you.
I'm not turning. I just acknowledged the brilliance.
But you, but you gave me that look like get a load of this shit.
Because she doesn't even know what she's doing.
Well,
she's like our president, a genius, but doesn't know it.
Oh, Mr. Helix is in the chat busting my balls because I can't remember anything. And he goes, you do remember that we saw Alice Cooper last summer, right? Yes, I do.
It's funny that Mr. Helix comes to the chat now because I wonder what he had to say about the first part of the show.
He knows about the first part of the show. He knows.
So there's no. Here's what I would say about seeing Alice Cooper at this point. It's a damn fucking good rock show.
Yeah.
Although I will say, it's not often you're home after a rock show before the 11 o'clock news.
I know. Isn't that strange?
It's like, and the old folks couldn't even fucking stay. Some of the old folks were hobbling out.
Yeah, before it was done.
It's like, we're almost done.
It's like, it's only an hour and a half. You can't make it that long?
Really?
You don't get stuck in traffic. Oh, there's in the theater. There's really no traffic.
Well, no, because it's inside.
Yeah, sometimes in an arena, you leave early to be.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, and you sit there forever.
It's 9:30. Where you going?
9:30.
Well, he starts at 8:15. Show goes to 9:45. People are bailing at 9:15, 9:30. So let's tie in with Joe's musical story, and then we'll do my hell gig after the break.
Okay.
Because Joe had a musical story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. Archie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was at Uncle Vinny's 2 weeks ago, and I walk in the club, and Jerry, one of the managers, goes, just to let you know, I don't. You do your Bon Jovi joke, but one of the guys in Bon Jovi is supposed to be coming down tonight. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, holy cow! So it's actually
it's Richie Sambora. He's got nothing to do.
No.
Oh man, yeah.
He's got free time.
He's got lots of time.
And Joe said no. You said in Bon Jovi.
So I'm like, who is it? He's David Bryan, the keyboard player. And I'm like humming.
Why does he have to call ahead to say that he's coming down?
Because they wanted to reserve a seat. They wanted to make sure, because it was a sold out. It was Bob Kelly was headlining. The place was sold out, so they called.
I get you. Can you get me in?
Can you get me in?
I get it.
So now I'm like humming. Twofold thing, all right? I got the Bon Jovi joke. I don't know if I want to do it or not. Now.
Right.
Number two is he's one of my influences. A lot of stuff, a lot of parts I played is like from stuff that he would do and stuff like that.
Really? Oh,
so
boy.
So I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah, no pressure.
So the show started, and I was talking to Bob Kelly. I go, should I do this joke that I do? I go, I'm actually saying how much I like the band.
Yeah.
And stuff like
that. You texted me.
You know what? Will you let me tell the story now? So,
you're going to fuck it up.
It's his own story.
I've heard him speak. It's not a strength.
Getting it. So anyway, not only did I talk to Bob Kelly, I texted our friend over here
yes.
to find out. I go,
Our who?
Yeah, well.
See? She's equally rabid.
Our chum on Tuesdays. But anyway.
And our chump the other 6 days of the week, stupid. See, you're not doing a good job of this at all. You're insulting and detracting from your story.
I'm not looking for a fight. It's not. I don't care.
You're going to find one.
So.
You do know where you are, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
But I'm just like, so I'm like. So I texted him, and he goes, you got to do the joke. And I'm like, yeah, I do the joke.
Well, he texts me. He's like, I got the Bon Jovi joke. The keyboard is from Bon Jovi's in the audience. I don't know what to do. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm telling gun jokes in Kentucky. I did the fucking niggas joke in front of 300 black people. You better fucking do the joke.
Unquote.
Pretty much. Really, he's asking me that? There's no question. It's a good joke. He's there. If you can't do the joke in front of him, you don't get to deserve to do the joke. Them's the rules.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
So I went up there, and it was funny because I get up there, and the joke is, that bit is about 7 minutes into my act. So I get up there, and all in my head is, well, we're getting close to the joke. So I get to
it's a fucking countdown in your head.
I know, there was, no shit. So I get to the bit, and I do the bit, and it goes over well. He's
right.
Laughing and stuff like that.
Are you checking in with him?
Well, I'm looking over at him.
You're looking directly at him when you tell the joke?
No, I'm looking at
No, what I'm saying is, like, are you seeing him out of the corner of the eye? Is this guy laughing at it?
I was looking. He's, like, if I'm on stage facing the audience, he's to the left side of the audience. Majority of the audience is over to the right side. So when I do the joke and deliver the punch, I'm looking at the right side of the audience.
Okay.
And then I glance to the left to see if he's laughing.
Yeah,
he was laughing.
Oh, phew.
I'm like, okay. So, so I had a very good set. I get done. And after the show, I go up to him. I go, yeah, Dave. I go, yeah. I go, yeah, don't tell the boss now.
But, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I was gonna, look at you trying to break the ice.
But one of the reasons I wanted to do the joke, too, is when they go to their next rehearsal,
he's
going to let
John.
He's going to tell John that there's this comic that's busting your balls over the Advil commercial.
Yes,
so technically, that joke is getting back to John Bon Jovi.
At least in your version of it. Because I'm sure that's a pressing thing when they get back about to do a fucking tour. Hey, guess who I fucking saw at a small Italian restaurant in the Jersey Shore busting your balls?
No, that would totally happen.
I don't know. You think so?
I
don't think it comes up right away. I think it comes up in conversation later on. Like, I don't think that's pressing, but I think there's something that triggers his mind that goes, oh, by the way.
No, I understand that. It's not like John is going to go, look, we're going to be doing MetLife Stadium. Sure, never mind. I got a story to tell you.
That's kind of the impression you gave.
It wasn't. No. So
you got a yuck from Bon Jovi in your mind.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Think he's going to remember your name?
No.
Did you give him an autograph?
No.
Did you give him a CD from the radio show?
That I did. No.
Did you tell him you're on a radio show?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I told him.
Tell him the name of the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I scared him off of it the first hour.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Jizz. He's in a touring rock
Isolate
band.
Isolate that.
He's in a touring rock band. You don't think he's come across a couple of faces in his time? No. Of course he is. That's how you get on the fucking bus.
But, yeah, so I went, you know, I went up to him and I go, yeah, don't tell the boss. Huh? But I go, hey, is it possible if I can get a photograph on your way out? And he goes, sit down. Where are you going? And I'm like, holy God. And I forget that it was different, like when I met Kip Winger, because at that show, my band went on. And he was in the back. They didn't even know. So he doesn't know him. He just thinks I'm some dude.
You're one of the guys who brought people.
Yeah.
You're the bringer band.
Yeah, or the bringer band.
In this scenario, he's paid to watch you.
Yes, right.
Yes,
so I have that cachet. And it's amazing that people are so, you know, like in other parts of entertainment, are so amazed by comics. Because he goes, man.
And you. See, I could be nasty too.
Oh, well, you don't need to be.
No, but I want you to remember who's boss. You got a couple shots in. You had to be knocked down a couple times.
Let's stop right here. You would have thought I came down with a total attitude being a complete ass.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
No, I'll break it down this way.
Done nothing.
You did come down. You didn't have a complete attitude. But you are a total asshole. So chances are you will have an attitude at some point. So I'm getting the shots in now. Go on. and don't think you're not a total asshole. You wouldn't have survived almost 7 years on this show if you weren't. Go
True.
On.
True.
I wish I was an asshole right now that I could go, well, I had it coming to me. I didn't
You did. I'm sure you. Yeah. You know why you had it coming? I'll tell you why I had it coming. I post an interesting article about all the stuff that's going on with the NYPD. There's this report going on about all these indiscretions.
Oh, all right, yeah.
All these indiscretions about the NYPD.
Okay.
And we've had these conversations. So I tag Joe on it. I tag Kevin Lee. I tag Dave Daugherty and our buddy Andy Valenzano, who's at NYPD. Go, you know, guys, have a discussion. To get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Joe puts happy birthday. So you know what? You had it coming. You had it coming. Because it made no fucking sense.
Of course it didn't.
Were you trying to like wish somebody birthday wishes?
Yes, I was.
Of course you were.
I was. I don't know what our computer system at the day program.
Oh, it's the computers now.
Look, there was
they're rising up against
it. Artificial
intelligence mean no intelligence.
When I got on it, it was somebody, a friend of mine, had a birthday. I wrote happy birthday. And I hit it. So then I see the article Davin wrote, and I'm like,
I didn't write it.
Well, I mean, Davin posted, and I'm like, oh gee whiz, I saw it. I didn't really have time to read it. It was so crazy today. But I looked, and then I see happy birthday. I'm like, happy? How the fuck? And then I see under it, what are you talking about?
No, I just put huh. I just put huh.
So I, you know, I'm like. I have to drop off material somewhere, and I have to run to get something to eat on the way up to the show. I go. I'd love to make an argument about it. Just create an argument just to drive him nuts.
Yeah, like there was a reason I said that. Like, oh, you've been looking for something like this to
happen. Yeah, I thought that's
what
he's going
for.
Here's
a gift to you.
But
that's
you know what?
I thought that.
But
meant.
You know what we learned from this? He had it coming. Go on with your story.
I took it down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it didn't belong there.
I understand. But you were an idiot today. So what you just were subjected to, you had it coming. Go on. So you're sitting down with him. You know.
Joe looked like he was watching a tennis match. He's looking back.
If you're going to post on my page, don't fucking be on fucking point, stupid. You should know. Don't be giving random salutations.
You want to know something? You got to research your facts. You got to check that. It was on Snopes, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't call me. Don't start. But if I said, well, happy birthday. Oh, shit. I had it. I have gotten in horrendous arguments with him on Facebook and then come to do the show.
I know, and it's fine.
And fine. This, I...
Happy birthday, you're eviscerated.
And I didn't even want to comment.
You just happened to be eviscerated. I needed an excuse.
And I didn't
this
even
fit.
I didn't even comment on the article because I didn't have a chance to read it. I wanted to disseminate it, you know, so I didn't really, you know, I have nothing
listen,
to say right
listen,
now on it.
You got it.
That was going to straighten me out.
Yes. You got eviscerated.
You're a nut.
Yes. You got eviscerated. There was no.
At least she's honest.
There was no clear reason.
Of course not.
That being said, now that we've covered it, you had it coming. Go on with your story.
No, if I defended it.
Well, I didn't know you deleted it.
Because it didn't belong there. It was an accident.
Well, when I eviscerated, all I had was the fucking happy birthday and no answer to huh.
No answer.
Because I had to run to make a delivery.
Well, I don't know your fucking schedule when you're putting stupid shit on my page.
Isn't that terrible when you're on Facebook and you put something and then the person answers you and you're not there anymore to answer them and they become enraged that you won't answer
them? It was something that came, like I said, it was somebody that came up. It's like, oh, so-and-so's birthday today. I'm like, oh, cool. Happy birthday, you know?
And it went to the wrong place.
And then, but he was dumbfounded because he was expecting his argument.
I wasn't expecting an argument. I wanted your thoughts on it.
No, but I'm sorry. He's expecting thoughts with my opinion, maybe a statistic to contradict the story. You know, all the shit that I'll try to bring. Happy birthday.
This non-sequitur.
So he's like, what the fuck is that?
Right. So you had to be straightened out. We've straightened you out. You're sitting with the key. Now take us back to your story. You're sitting with the keyboardist from Bon Jovi.
Yes. After
that non-sequitur.
So he goes, yeah, it's amazing, you know, the stuff that, you know, I couldn't do that. You know, he goes, yeah, I had to go.
He couldn't do what, comedy?
Yeah, he goes, I couldn't stand up like that in front of people. And I go, and then.
He can't even do it in the fucking band. He's behind the curtain.
I go, yeah, and I go, now you got free reign, okay? Because I'm like, yeah, you know, I go, it's tough to do because I also play keyboards too. You know, and a keyboard player. And I go, you're actually one of my influences, blah, blah, blah. And I go, we were playing at B.B. King's. We had like 600 people out there. Yeah, and I'm like, well, this is what I've done.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Hey, I remember when we opened for Firehouse and we had to move our shit.
Now I can take my lumps because it's warranted. Now I can get the realies and real digits and all that.
You dropped B.B. King's. You're letting them know that you played real places.
And yes. I had to throw 600 people out there. Now, you know,
it's not like you're name dropping Club Debonair.
I know. Well, I know because
it's not like you say, did you hear the McClinton album? I get it.
Meanwhile, he goes on a private jet and flies in front of a million people in São Paulo. Meanwhile, I hop in the element and I'm heading to Dingbats in front of 20. We get it. We get it.
I love the juxtaposition.
We get it.
But I get it.
Some keyboard players' careers are a little different than others.
But at least you name drop B.B. King's. I don't think you had to say 600 people. I think you would have been better off without giving the email. But B.B. King's is a real club. Big bands will pop in.
He knows the size of the venue.
I know.
But I told him, I go, it's nice to get a reaction every 5 minutes. Instead of every 37 seconds, you know?
Yes.
So I asked him a bunch of keyboard questions. I go, what kind of setup do you run? How do you run? You know, are you running main stage? Oh, yeah, right. You know, so I got information on that.
Oh, nice.
I asked him, was that a church organ driven through an overdrive on the beginning of Pink Flamingos? Yeah, it was an organ. I told him, I go, yeah, I had to go out. I go, when I heard you play that, I go, I had to run to Sam Ash and pick up some distortion pedals and shit because it was such a cool sound. But he's a very down-to-earth guy. You know, and
keyboard players has to be.
Yeah, and
a couple of gearheads.
And hey, I'm going to see them in a month or so. You should call up your buddy. Let's see if I can get some backstage passes. Yeah. Use that push you have as a big funny comedian.
I didn't even have a little bit of a budge.
You're a big funny comedian. He's a big fan of your work.
He's a big.
Well, now that he's your big buddy, you have to find out if he can get Bon Jovi. If Joe's girl can get a hall pass with Bon Jovi, because that's the action I'm seeing in the chat.
Yeah, that's what Joe's going to do.
Yeah.
Joe's going to put Joe's girl with Bon Jovi, because Joe's a complete fucking moron.
She thinks it's totally unfair that you won't.
I know.
I guess that's on her list of freebies, Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
And
James, JT.
JT?
What's his pace? Justin Timberlake.
I was thinking James Taylor. How fucking old am I? All
right, nah, nah.
I was thinking JT Snow, the former first baseman for the Angels and Yankees. So,
all right, jock scrap.
JT. No, it's JS. Ah, fuck.
Oh, well. Do you have somebody you need a hall pass for?
No.
Pip Helix.
Nobody.
Pip Helix. He's so content.
No, but it's like there's not one actress or singer or somebody that's like the
girls from Baby Metal or whatever the fuck that band is.
They're 16. I'm not a creep.
Wait, I
said
that.
It's good enough for Office. It's good enough for you.
Lisa, this is out of... and she wasn't answering that question. She wrote... inexplicably, Simon Le Bon. And I'm like, no, that's who you want a hall pass for.
No, that's just her safe word.
No.
Oh, I don't know what's going
ballsy?
On
ballsy? Still not as ballsy as in the heat of the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton scandal when I'm performing at the New York Comedy Club as a new comic. Monica Lewinsky's in the audience with the two fucking bodyguards, and I'm doing my Bill Clinton jokes about her.
Oh, man.
How'd that go over?
I don't know. I was new. I think it went over well.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm new. Shit gets thrown at me every night, so I didn't know.
I mean, I'm a new cop. I'm doing a fucking Bringer show on a Saturday night. How good am I? Yeah. I'm doing a Steve Aaron's fucking show on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Steve Aaron's. Yeah. I haven't heard of him in a long time.
Nor should you.
Yes.
But I still run into him once. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. So so I still have the top balls, but that's a cool story. And you should have done the joke, and I'm glad you did the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's cool. And it's cool that you see that they have enough sense of humor about themselves. Yeah. Like, laugh.
He's a solid guy.
What's
ever
everybody
be if he's liking everything Joe does, and then he's fucking stone-faced for that joke, then he's a fucking asshole.
No, he's a great guy.
I'm not saying he is, I'm saying...
I don't know the joke, but I mean, like, if he took offense,
basically the premise
offense.
Of the joke.
Don't
do the whole fucking joke.
I'm not going to do the joke, but basically the premise of the joke is I say, yeah, I'm a very big Bon Jovi fan, but I go Bon Jovi, you know, used to stand for me for sex, drugs, party, and rock and roll. I go, he's now doing commercials for Advil.
I
don't want my rock guys on Advil. I want them on cocaine and Jack Daniels where they belong.
I get it. Okay, well, that's solid.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing insulting about it.
No.
I mean, some people, like...
It's not like you say, hey, I remember hearing when Bon Jovi swallowed jizz. I remember that story. Right, guys? No, we didn't do that fucking joke.
No. Right? Well, no. I mean, but that's what I mean. If it was something like that and the guy's crawling under the table with embarrassment. Yeah.
No. Better radio story, though, by the way.
I know.
Better radio story.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Let's. I'll tell you my Helgig story when we come back.
Awesome.
We'll do some other stuff on the break. Speaking of new music, got new music from Chris Taylor with Innocence, Macy with Big Boy, and Days Indoors with Parasite. And you can learn more about all three artists at deucemusic.com. See you in about.